Love Talk Radio.
Listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And I just want to welcome you to my show this evening. I hope all of the kings and queens out there in the world are wonderful. I want to keep the people in Florida in my prayers. And I just want to say, you know what? Happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tuesday. And I hope that you are busy walking in your greatness every single day. It's been a few weeks since I had a show, and if you didn't get a chance to listen to my last show, it was called Betrayal of Self. So I do encourage you to go back and listen to the shows and, you know, just gather some of the information so that you are able to just, you know, follow along with me. So this evening, the topic of discussion is living your life authentically, living your life authentically. And this is something that I have been working with. So I'm going to, you know, let me go into the monologue, and I just want you to think about that topic. But again, this evening's topic is living your life authentically. And I just want you to think about what you think that means to you while I kind of just, you know, prepare us for the conversation that we're going to have this evening. So what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? What's going on in the world? So let me tell you what I have to say about this. November 6th. I'm not sure if you really understand how important that day is. November 6th, 2018. So I'm not really someone to tell you who you need to be voting for, but what I'm going to tell you is, don't complain if you're not going to get out there and vote. And on November 6th, if you want changes made, right, if you want some things different, you want to see some things different happen, November 6th is a very important day. And I encourage you to get out there and vote on November 6th. Like I said, and I'm going to say it again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you any of that. I'm not telling you what propositions or whatever's coming up, but what I'm saying is do your homework. Do not settle for getting spoon-fed information. Do your homework. And if you want to change, okay, then get out there and vote, okay? That's all that I'm saying. You know, a lot of people did a lot of stuff so that a lot of us can get out there and vote. So you know what? Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Be the dream that so many people dreamed about that they never got to get in that poll line, because you know what we do. And I'm not just talking about people of color. I'm talking about women as well. So do not believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Use your voice. Use the power that's right there between your fingers. Use your fingers. Go and vote. The other thing I want to talk about this evening is this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so I have another three numbers for you, and it is 211. Those are the numbers, 211. And if you don't know what those numbers are, that's the National Hotline for Domestic Violence. You can call it. It's free. And if you feel like you need help, if you feel like you need to speak to someone, if you need an opinion on someone that you know that has fooled themselves into thinking that abusive relationships are the norm, feel free. Call that number. 211. If you've listened to me before, you will know that I work at a shelter for victims of domestic violence, and it's something near and dear to my heart. And I don't want anyone out there thinking that you have to settle for being in a relationship that physically, even emotionally, hurts you. So I just want you to go ahead and Google it. I want you to look up some more information. You know that I'm always promoting free thinking. I'm always promoting that you don't just let me or anyone else just spoon feed information to you. You need to get out there and you need to find out stuff for yourself. You need to seek information for yourself. You know, and again, I'll tell you, don't believe the hype, because social media is not going to do it for you. Social media is not giving you the information. TV isn't going to do it for you. You need to get out there and you need to seek it for yourself so that you can make well-informed decisions and so that you can really gain the understanding just how great and wonderful you are, so that you won't even fathom thinking about dealing with an abusive relationship. So again, if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole. And this is your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I know it's my opinion, and I always tell people, this is my opinion. You know what? And I encourage you again to use your voice. But you know what? Dig up some information. Look it up, because we don't want everyone out here giving, you know, just any old kind of information. We want to give information that's based in fact. Okay, so what I'm doing, I'm not doing anything special. Everybody can do it. And so I encourage you to do it. I remember the first day that I did this, and, you know, I was shaking in my boots. And here I am over a year later. And the only other thing I want to talk about, again, is living your life authentically. But before we do that, and I know I told her that I was going to go on a commercial, but you know what, before we do that, I think that I am going to go ahead. I have a wonderful guest this evening. I have told you guys that eWater Radio is doing wonderful things. And each week it seems like, you know, we get another family member, and this week is no different. We have a new family member, and her name is Janine Coveney, and I hope that I said it right, but her name is Janine Coveney, and she is a music business journalist, a creative writer, an editor. She is a thinker. She is just a woman, a phenomenal woman, doing phenomenal, phenomenal things. So I'm going to bring Janine in. Okay, Janine,
hello.
That mic on. Hello, Janine. How are you this evening?
I am fantastic, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me on. This is so exciting to be joining the eWater family.
You know what? I'm always happy. I was actually listening to you on Women in Motion last week. And I had so many questions, but I didn't want to jump in. I had all these questions, and I was like, oh, okay, Nicole, you can't jump in and talk to her. I'm going to have to email her or something. But I was just excited to know that your show is coming. You know, I welcome you to Water Ed. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's doing great things. He's positive, and that's definitely what we need. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your show, what it's going to be about, what's the purpose of it?
Okay, cool. Thanks, Nicole. Okay, so I'm trying to be on that positivity tip as well, but my hobby happens to be watching movies. So starting this Thursday and every Thursday after that, I will be hosting my own show called The Words on Flicks Show, like movies. So this is a show, like I said, about one of my favorite hobbies and pastimes, watching movies. I like pretty much all kinds of movies, from comedies to thrillers to westerns, animated movies, foreign films, you name it. I like it, classic films. And what I really like doing is talking about them with my friends, because I think that there's so many images, so many messages being, transmitted to the audience. And we need to discuss these things, because sometimes the images are positive, sometimes the messages are positive, sometimes they're not. Sometimes the comedy has a subtext to it. We need to be able to talk about it, what it means, how we feel about it. And so this is a, you know, kind of an outcropping of my online blog, which is also called Words on Flicks. I started it about 3 years ago, and basically I just write about different films and why I like them. Sometimes I write about new releases, like I just wrote about A Star is Born, not so new anymore, but I finally got around to it, because I'm a fan. I think most people can say that they like movies. The real issue is they don't always have time to go. They don't always have the funds to go, or they might think, there's nothing that I really want to see. But everybody has a movie that they like or that they were impacted by or influenced by, don't you think, Nicole?
Oh, definitely. You know, I fall under that category because I love movies, Janine, but I do not have time to go see. I see a lot of movies after the fact.
Yeah.
And I'm a lover of all kind of movies, too. It's just not one type. I love all kinds of movies. So, that's I'm really looking forward to your show, like, extremely, extremely. I can't wait. So
cool.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what it is. It's from a fan perspective. So I'm going to have, like, friends on, people that I know in the entertainment industry and outside of it, and we could talk about movies from all kinds of perspective, from the African-American perspective, from the, from looking back at how movies of the past impact us today. So it's really exciting. And I've got a great, great guest coming on my first show. Again, it's this Thursday, October 18th at 9 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I am on the East Coast. I lived in L.A. for many years, but I'm on the East Coast. But my guest this week is going to be Gil Robertson IV, who is the president of the African American Film Critics Association. And let me tell you, that's a big deal because that's the trade organization for the best and brightest black film reviewers for all kinds of media. These are the folks that see the movies first, who get to interview the people that make the movies, and who write down their views. So this is a really important group, and to have the president on is going to be so awesome. This organization, the AASCA, just recently launched a partnership with my favorite movie channel, which is Turner Classic Movies, that shows all the old movies.
They just
did a series in September called The Black Experience on Film. So like twice a week that whole month they were showing black movies. It was so awesome. So I'm love talking to Gil about that. So I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be topical. It's going to be casual. You know, it's not going to be hardcore discussion, hopefully. But we'll see, because sometimes the topics that these movies bring up get people, like, really hot, you know?
Right.
So
people who are passionate, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You have a lot of connections, though. So I know that, you know, I was reading about you, and I didn't want to read it to everyone. I wanted to stick to what you told me to say. But you have a lot of connections. So I know that you have a lot to bring to E-Water, just to everyone. And that's why I think that the addition is so great, because you're going to bring so much. You're going to bring so much to our show. So much. And you know, I know that hopefully one day I can get you on my show so we can talk about writing books, though. I want to do that.
We can definitely do that. Yeah,
hopefully,
because the publishing world is a whole other topic. Yeah, exactly. So, I'm an editor and a writer. I've done a little bit of everything. I've had my hand in the music business. But movies are the stuff that I like to do on the side, and I figure I can run my mouth about it with the best of them. And this has been a really great year for African Americans in film, and we've got, like, so many event movies that have happened this year and are still happening. So, like, I'm really looking forward to The Hate U Give, which I think is open in L.A. and New York, but it hasn't come to my neck of the woods yet. I think it opens next week. And, we've got If Beale Street Could Talk, which is another major film coming. So there's a lot to talk about. Never mind all, like the Tiffany Haddish comedies and stuff. So we're really going to be digging in. And I'm so grateful to Ed and everyone at E-Water Radio for just welcoming me and making it easy for me to fit in. And this is phenomenal, Nicole.
it is, and you're going to make it more phenomenal. So, you know what? I'm all about supporting. I'm all about, and it's not just because you're a woman, but just because you have something to bring to the table. And I think there's so much entertainment out there that has no substance now. And sometimes people don't listen to me, but, you know, it's wonderful that we can bring something with substance, because there's enough of those avenues that don't have substance. If you want to, you know, do the gossipy thing, you can go and listen to that. You can go and find that. But what I love about Ed and what he is building is that he's bringing substance, and he's saying, you know what, there's nothing the matter with having substance without tearing down other people. And I really appreciate that in him. I appreciate him promoting that. And, you know, I appreciate that in you, because, you know, I know that you have a lot to offer. I know that you have done a lot. So I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go look at those movies, because I'm going to be ready to hear you talk about them when I listen. So I'm going to make the time
okay.
to watch the movie. So, and when it comes to what else, like, do you have Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or anything like that?
Yes. So that's what I was going to get to, and you brought it up also. Like, what I will try to do is let people know ahead of time what the topic is, as well as the guest for each week's show. And so that way, if they want to check out the movie we'll be talking about, they can do that beforehand. Thank goodness for, you know, Netflix or whatever. So my Twitter handle is at words. On Flicks, again, it's words, W-O-R-D-S, on, O-N, Flicks, F-L-I-C-K-S. There is also a Words on Flicks Facebook group, brand spanking new, so you can join the group and get in on the discussion and see the up. You want to send me a direct message, or, you know, you want to suggest a topic or whatever, you can email me directly at Janine C., J-A-N-I-N-E-C at wordsonflicks.com. And then, of course, you can read the blog, which is wordsonflicks.blogspot.com. So hope everybody got that. You can find me on Facebook, and I hope you enjoy the show. I'm looking forward to doing it, and, you know, it's going to be a journey. Like you were saying, you were shaking in your boots a year ago. I'm shaking just a little bit.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I'm
was
a writer.
In my boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was sweating and everything. So it was big. When I see the how I evolved, I'm not impressing myself, but I'm proud of myself. You know, I can look and say I can see the growth. But I will offer you this: anytime that you want to text me the movies, my show is every Tuesday. So if you want me to announce what movies that you may be discussing on your show, since it's a couple days after mine, I'd be more than happy to announce it on my show. So if that's what you want me to do, I can do that. Okay?
Nicole, you're a doll. And if you want to tell me what the topic is for your week, maybe I can pick movies that go with the topic. How about that?
Oh, that's cool. That would be nice, too. That would be nice, too. That means I have to get a little bit more organized and pick my topic faster, but I need to do that anyway. So. But
well, thank
I really
you so much
thank
for having
you.
Me on. I really appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
And have a great show tonight.
Thank you, thank you. And everyone, this was Janine Cupney, and I hope that you're able to log in on her show on Thursday at 9 p.m. on eWater Radio, KEWR. Thank you, Janine. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thanks.
Okay,
Joy
everyone.
More Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas.
Joyful Expressions.
Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and this is Phenomenally You, your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And I just got finished speaking to Janine Coveney, and I'm serious. I hope that everybody is able to log on Thursday and listen to her show. I think it's really exciting. I think it's going to be a really fun thing. So please go and support her. And always remember, on any of the shows, if you miss them, you can always go back and you can listen to them. They're always available for you to listen. So let's go ahead. Let's get in to the discussion this evening, which is living your life authentically. And let me tell you why I chose this evening, because I look at a lot of things. I'm always looking on YouTube, but I actually was looking at an interview with Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, and she was really talking about having to come into her own and realizing, even with all of the success that she had, and she has had a great success. She has a great relationship with her husband. She has a great relationship with her kids. She still came to these crossroads where she just was not happy. And it almost was like, you know, why am I not happy? I have it all. And why am I not happy? And she really said she had to learn to live her life authentically. And she felt she had lost herself in being a mother, you know, in being a wife, in being a daughter, in being a friend. And she needed to reassess her life. And I think a lot of times we all come to that crossroad of living our life authentically. And that's where I came to this. I came to this, and everyone knows, I talk to you guys all the time, that, you know, I continuously evolve. I continuously try to become better. Sometimes I trip. I make a mistake, and then I get back up, I dust myself off, and I continue to try to walk in my greatness, not only so that I can live authentically, so that I can be happy, and so that I can allow others to do the same. And so that's why I thought this evening it was really important to talk about living your life authentically. And so when you think of what does it mean to live your life authentically, they had all kind of definitions, and I just basically said that When we live our life authentically, we are walking in our truth and not someone else's. And isn't that crazy? Because today, in so many different spectrums of entertainment and information, it seems like they promote us to walk in someone else's shoes, to not live in our truth, to not seek our truth. We're seeking everybody's truth but our own truth. You know, even when it comes to clothing, you know, they want you dressing like this person. Have you ever noticed, like, when a designer releases something, if you look at all of the entertainers in the music industry and sometimes some of the actors, they all are wearing it. Everybody has it. If Gucci's out, everybody has Gucci, you know. If Chanel just came out with something big and it's a big thing, everybody has Chanel, you know. And it's like they promote us to be these cutout paper dolls that everybody wants to do the same thing, be the same way, live the same way. But, you know, it's not realistic. How do you live authentically? How do you live authentically, right? If you're trying to walk somebody else's walk and you haven't even taken the time out to understand what your walk is, what your purpose is supposed to be, because you're so busy looking at what somebody else is doing, looking at them accomplish what they did. And it's nothing to matter with being motivated, but be motivated to understand yourself so much that you can live your life authentically. And what I believe happens is that as we work on living authentically, it helps us gain what I've always talked about, is that organic happiness, that happiness that is within and that no one can take from you. And that is what we're talking about this evening. This evening we're talking about living your life authentically, because I think that it's really important. So as I did my research, you know, a lot of people said the same thing, but I realized there were two components that everybody mentioned, everyone that I read about mentioned, that were very important in living your life authentically. The first one was self-awareness, and the second one was self-knowledge. Self-awareness, acceptance of who you are. Not just acceptance of who you are, but seeking out knowledge about yourself, about where you came from, thinking about where you want to go, so you really understand who you are, so that you really embrace who you are, so that you look in the mirror and you're happy with what you see. Self-knowledge, understanding what makes you tick. Do the research. You know what is so crazy? We will research some stuff, right? We want to buy a new bed. What do? We'll go out and we'll research all kind of mattresses, which one is firm, which one is soft, which one is going to make my back hurt. Does this one lift up in the back? What about when we go buy a car? I bought a car recently. We're looking at different cars. We're test driving different cars. We're trying to figure out which one is the best, which one is going to be the best for us, which one's going to give us the best gas mileage, right? Everything. Even, you know, when it comes down to lipstick and makeup, you want the organic makeup or the lipstick, or you want the long wear lipstick, or men, you want the cologne that lasts all day. But you know what? We research it. We research it. We research stuff like headphones, but we don't research things about ourselves to make ourselves tick the way that it's supposed to tick. Self-knowledge. What are you doing to really understand who you are, everything about yourself, so that that self-awareness can kick in the way that it's supposed to? Because honestly, how do we live authentically, right, if we are not rooted in self-awareness and self-knowledge? I don't even think it's going to work without that. Like, I call it walking in your greatness. To me, walking in your greatness is basically aligned with living your life authentically, walking in your truth, understanding what your purpose is. You know, yes, we have to make a living. We go to work every day. There are certain things that we do, everything. But what are you doing, right? What are you doing to live your life authentically, to understand who you are, to be aware of your importance? So that's why I'm talking about this evening. That's why I'm talking about this. Because this is part of my new journey in my walk in greatness, is being aware of the importance of living our life authentically and not really coveting what we see other people have, think that it's the greatest thing. And so we live in our life to get that. Right? We're living our life to get that. And we're not happy. And you know why we're not happy? It's almost like what Jada Pinkett Smith said. We're not happy because we haven't figured out what our purpose is, right? We're not self-aware the way that we should. We haven't gathered enough knowledge about ourselves the way that we should. So we're unhappy. And when we're unhappy, how can we live our life authentically? The reality is that self-awareness and self-knowledge, it enables us to accept who we are, which is continuously evolving beings. We understand our strengths, we understand our weaknesses, and we understand that we constantly are growing and becoming better. Not better than somebody else, just becoming better people. I think that's important. Regardless of how old you are, regardless of how many degrees that you've gotten, regardless of how successful you have become, I think I heard, who is the actor that said, I think it's Matthew McConaughey. He said that his goal, he never reaches his goal, never, because his goal is always to better himself. And so it keeps him humble because he always is trying to better himself. So he never really reaches that because he knows that it's a continuous. It's something that's continuous. It's something that is endless, that you are always trying to become a better person. And I'm telling you, we could use a little bit of that thinking in the world today. I actually read, and you know what? I should have written it down, and I apologize. I did not. But it said that the average person in the world, that's crazy. This is a very big statement. The average person is not living their life authentically. And that is crazy. But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense if you look out and you see the despair and you see the anguish and you see the people walking around unhappy that have no respect for somebody else's life, that just don't have any respect for other people. And you ask yourself, why? How do you live like that? Because you're chasing somebody else's walk in their greatness. And you're not trying to figure out what yours is, what it should be. We can't look to others. We have to look within ourselves. And if you never take the time to look within yourself, sometimes, you know what, we have to go somewhere, and I know you guys have heard me say this before, sometimes we have to go somewhere and we have to be still. We have to go sit somewhere and be still and look within ourselves. Right? But society has us believing we always have to be moving and shaking. And if some of my friends are listening to, they may say, she has nerve, because I'm always on the run. I'm always somewhere. But I understand the importance of sometimes sitting down and being still and listening to myself, turning off this cell phone, turning off that laptop, turning off the television, turning off the music, and just sitting there with yourself. And hearing yourself and figuring out yourself and understanding who you are, understanding who Nicole is. Because I'm more than just what is sitting here right now. You know, I get that I am somebody's dream. That's really deep. I get it. But sometimes we have to take the time out to look within, because that's the only way we're going to gain the self-awareness and the self-knowledge. That's the only way we're going to gain a better understanding of how we can live our lives authentically. So as I furthered my research, I found a great article. It was called Top 10 Ways to Live Authentically by Ann Ronan. That's A-N-N, and last name is Ronan, R-O-N-A-N. This is one of the first times that I'm going to go down a list straight through of what somebody else wrote, because I think that every single one of her points are valid, every single one. Top 10 Ways to Live Authentically. Number one, what did I say? Know your purpose. How are you walking through life each day? What kind of direction are you walking through life, with direction or very little direction, hoping that you'll find happiness, health, you know, success, hoping that it's just going to fall at your feet? Look into your life and figure out what your purpose is, even if you have to, like, do a mission statement. You know, we do that when we make a business. When we start a business, you know, we have that little mission statement that we want to make sure. What's your life mission statement? So that's a challenge. What's your how do I live my life authentically mission statement? Write it down. You don't have to tell me what it is. Write it down. Right? What's your purpose? Try to figure it out. Number two. Know your values. What do you value most? Make a list of your top five values. You know, I think this is really important, especially when we find ourselves looking with, you know, outside of ourselves for validation, because sometimes we turn our back on our values. And even though we have these specific values, we'll turn our back on it because we're walking in somebody else's greatness and we're trying to get that. And we know we're not supposed to go this way. You're not supposed to go right, but we go right. We knew we weren't supposed to. Make a list of your top five values. That's the second challenge. Make a list. Make a list. Write it down. Get a notebook. On the front of it, put living my life authentically. Right? So the first thing you're going to put is, what's your life mission statement? Next thing you're going to do, write the top five values in your life. What is it? Security? Is it freedom? Is it family? Is it spiritual development? Is it education? Now think about what your goals in life are, the things that you want now, and align them and look at them against your values. Are they aligned? Are they aligned? And if that goal doesn't align with your top five values, maybe you need to rethink that. Maybe you need to rethink it. Because we can't walk in our greatness. We can't live our life authentically if we're pursuing things that do not align with our core values. That's deep, huh? I had to think about that. Because so many of us really do, including myself, I have done it. You know, just for the sake of, you know, not tussling, what is it, tussling the feathers, just for the sake of not disturbing the peace. I'll just go along. Let me try to do this because it's what they said I should be doing. Knowing not only that you really don't want to do it or you know that it's not quite fitting right, you don't know what it is, you feel it, because it's not yours. It's not something for you. It doesn't align with your values. The third thing on the list is know your needs. And I think this one is really important because a lot of us don't want to admit that we even have certain kind of needs. Know your needs. Unmet needs, it can keep you from living authentically. Be honest with yourself. What do I need? And don't lie to yourself. Don't base it on what you think somebody else is going to say to you about what you need. Because what I need and what the next person needs are two different things. What do you need? Take care of yourself. Do you need to be acknowledged? Do you need to be right? Do you need to be in control? Do you need to be loved? What are your top four needs? What are they? And again, I want to tell you, don't base it on somebody's opinion or what you think they're going to think about it. You're in a relationship and you need a lot of attention, then okay, I need attention. So what if your friends think you know you're an attention seeker, you need too much attention? If you feel like you need attention and that's your top four, then you write attention. Right? If you feel like you need to be acknowledged, then you write, I need to be acknowledged. Because everyone has a different kind of need, and it's rooted in different kind of things, which we will discuss at a different time. But everybody has different kinds of needs. Your needs usually, you know, yeah, we have the basic needs. Everybody, I don't know if you're familiar with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. There are basic needs that everyone, yeah, but we're talking about the basic needs, and then you go up, right? But what are your needs? Number four, know your passions. What are you passionate about? And honor that. You know what? I like the way that Ann Ronan puts this because she says, honor those things that make your heart sing. What makes your heart sing? And when's the last time have you heard your heart or felt your heart sing? And if you say you don't remember, maybe you need to think about that. I like the way she puts that. I'm going to say that again. Honor those things that make your heart sing. That's beautiful, actually. Right? Don't you want your heart to sing? Number five, top 10 ways to live authentically. Live from the inside out. Right? And that's what I was talking about, self-awareness, self-knowledge. Increase your awareness of your inner wisdom by regularly reflecting in silence, right? Commune with nature, breathe deeply to quiet your distracted mind. And this is crazy. I talk about this all the time. We really don't acknowledge how distracted our minds are today. You know, at 46, I definitely see the difference. Our minds are always bombarded. They're always going. They're always being stimulated. You want to know why? Because of that computer in your hand that you're probably listening to the podcast on, because I'm talking to you through my phone right now. But you, like I said, you have to take time out to unplug. I've had a conversation about this before, right? Because you can't hear your inner wisdom if you don't give it a chance to be the loudest thing in your head, right? When I go to the gym, I make a conscious effort. I do not listen to music. I don't have a headphone in my ear, and I do have my phone with me, but I don't have it. I don't even when I go sit in a sauna, I usually try not to look at my phone. Because if you look around, everybody's looking at their phone. But you know what? I don't want to lose the ability to silence my own brain. Right? And generally, after I start working out, I don't even hear anything around me. And I'm able to just really do some deep thinking and really just hear myself. Really just go over my day and hear myself and analyze how I responded to, you know, situations that were that were stressful. You know, I try to do that. So again, live from the outside, from the inside out. Number six of the sixth thing of 10 ways to live authentically is honor your strengths. Okay? A lot of people really have a problem honoring their strengths because they take it as conceit, and it's not conceit. There is nothing the matter with you acknowledging the great things about yourself. What are your positive traits? What are your great talents? List them. I always challenge people because you know what? People are quick to list what they think is bad about themselves. They can make a big list real quick. But how long of a list can you make about what's great about you? What about your positive traits? And then ask some of your friends what they think. Ask your tribe. What are you? Are you funny? Are you smart? Right? You able to build stuff? How about you're a good communicator? You find that you're a good communicator. How do you express your authentic self through your strengths? Number seven, take time to play. Give yourself time to reboot, recharge. Do something that you love to do. Now, I'm going to put a little bit something extra on this because I get, you know, Janine and I were just talking about loving movies. So go to the movies, right? Maybe you could do it differently. Maybe you can find the movies in the park and you can go out and sit and watch the movies in the park. Do something that's out of the norm when you take time to play. Take time to play. And I encourage people that when you take time to play, involve some movement in it. You can always sit in your room and watch TV and lay in the bed all day. That's fun every now and then, but you know, don't get caught up in doing that every time you get free time. And as busy as I am, let me explain something to you. Sometimes, you know, when I've worked at the shelter from 12 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning, and then on the days that I do it on the weekdays, I go home, shower, and then go to my other job, you know, from when I get there until 4:30. When I get off, the last thing that I want to do is anything active. But I know better. So I'll still make the time to work out, even if it's just to walk. Dance around your house. And so I want you to consider that and take time to play. And Ann Ronan didn't say that, but I'm saying that. Get up, get out, and get moving. You would be shocked at the value of getting up, getting out, and getting moving when it comes to you trying to live your authentic life. Number eight, be aware of your self-talk. Are you blocking your own potential? Right? What's the first thing you think of when you wake up? Do you wake up and be like, oh, Lord, have mercy, I got to go in this office? Or do you wake up and say, thank you, God, that I got to wake up in this dry bed this morning? I thought that the other day because of a lot of the victims of hurricane. I thought to myself, man, I'm just happy I woke up and the roof is there. Because I know so many people woke up and it is gone. Do you have supportive thoughts? Do you have encouraging thoughts? Do you have positive thoughts? And if you don't, work at it. You are in control of what kind of talk goes on in your head. You're going to talk good to yourself, you're going to talk bad to yourself. You're going to talk good about life, or you're going to talk bad about life. Right? Don't block your own potential by choosing to walk in a negative manner, seeing the negative in everything. We don't see the negative. That's just human. But as I always say, don't marinate in the negative. Number nine, surround yourself with inspiration. I've always said this. I believe that your tribe, whatever you call it, your sister circle, what your brother circle, whatever it is, surround yourself with inspiration. Surround yourself with inspiration. Build an inspirational tribe of people who are also trying to live their life authentically. You know, write a journal and commit to the journal being a positive one. Acknowledge your accomplishments in life. All these things are going to help you live your life authentically. And number 10, serve others. And I truly believe that. And a lot of times people roll their eyes. But you know what? When you live authentically, you may find that you develop an interconnected sense of being, meaning you understand your part in this whole game that we call life. You understand that we are all connected. And what one person does affects the next person. If we don't see that now in society more than ever that I've been alive, then I don't know. That we have to understand that we are not in this world alone, that everything that we do, it affects the next person, even if you don't know. You are connected. So when you are true to who you are, when you are living in your purpose and you are giving your talents to the world around you, you give back. You give it back. And then you understand. What did I always say? Then you're able to understand the greatness in others. And when you live authentically, you understand your greatness. You get it. I don't even think you can be a hater when you live in authentically. You get it. And even when you encounter people who are not living their life authentically, or you think they're not, you see it. And you know, okay, maybe they are not there yet, but they don't know what's in store for them if they just try. You see their greatness. It's very easy to see their greatness, even when they don't see it in themselves. Sometimes when I'm challenged at work, either of my jobs, and someone is irritating me or I feel like extra stressed out, I always have to remember that there is greatness within them as well. And that maybe they don't use it, you know, maybe they haven't tapped into it, but it is there, right? And so I want you to, you know, remember these. Again, I challenge you, do your mission statement. Write down your values. Write down your needs. Write down what your passions are. Write down what your strengths are. Get up, get out, get moving. Be conscious of how you speak to yourself, how you think about yourself. Be conscious about how you speak about your life and what you think about your life. Be grateful and never be embarrassed to show gratitude. These things will bring you closer to living your life authentically. Because you know what? When we're not living our life authentically, we open ourselves up to so many things, all rooted in negativity. We find ourselves chasing our tail, trying to figure out what is our purpose. We just don't know because we find ourselves chasing our tail. Right? Then we never pinpoint what our purpose in life is. We each have a purpose. We each have a purpose. And you know what's crazy? Some of us are living in our purpose, and because we seem a little stressed with it or because, you know, you see other people doing different things, you start to question it. You start to question it. No, you live in it. If you find your purpose, you walk in that. Sometimes your purpose doesn't align with everyone. Everybody doesn't see it. So you have to be careful about that. I have noted that. The more I try to live authentically, the more I try to walk in my greatness, it's a lot of people who talk a lot of mess about it. But you know what? I can't be worried about that. Right? When we don't live our life authentically, we can never find that inorganic happiness. So we always looking outside of ourselves for happiness instead of within ourselves. Right? We allow other people to steal our joy when we are not living our life authentically. And then we living in the world, in this, the world revolves around me state of mind, because we don't understand that we are connected with the next person. We don't get it yet. We don't get it. We can't let that happen. I don't know about you, but you know what? I like my happiness. I like that good organic happiness, that one that's right within me, right? That I can go sit down in the middle of a room by myself and be happy about it, because, you know, I am happy from within. Because you know what? When you find the time to focus on living your life authentically, walking in your greatness, it's sweet. It's sweet, 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 sweet. And it doesn't matter what other people say from the outside looking in. It's insignificant like that. Because like I'm saying, when you walk in your greatness, when you are doing your best to live your life authentically, in a world of what they said, a majority who are not, they're not going to get it. But you lead by example. Doesn't it sometimes seem like the happier you are, it pisses people off sometimes? Have you ever been around people who mad you happy? They almost seem like they upset that you're happy. They almost seem like they try to bring you down. Why are you so happy? I kid you not, I cannot count how many times when somebody's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm wonderful. What's so wonderful? Well, man. But I'm going to tell you what, when you are just seeking it, when you are trying, and when you are living your life authentically, no one can take that joy from you. They can't. They try, but they can't. You gain an organic happiness that's from within. So even when people are mad at you, you can bounce. Well, even when people make you mad and stress you out, you able to bounce back. I don't compromise my happiness for anyone. I'm around plenty of people on a daily basis that seem to be upset that, you know, you happy. But I refuse to be one of those people that walk around the world every day upset and mad at the world. I refuse to be that. When you're living your life authentically, you're living a life rooted in bettering yourself as a person. And the better you are as a person, right, it makes your life easier and you look at people differently. And then you gain an ability to allow others to live their life authentically. And I think this is one of the most difficult parts, is that when we walk in our greatness and we're doing what we can to live our life authentically, then guess what? It's easier for us to allow other people to live their life authentically. I had to sit back on myself a couple weeks ago and tell myself, you mad, but you mad because that person is not doing it the way that you want them to do it. You want them to do things the way you want them to do it. You want to live authentically, Nicole, but you have a hard time letting somebody else live authentically. That's crazy, but I had to really admit that to myself. I'm still working on that. It's not as easy as it sounds to allow somebody else to live authentically. But keep on working on it and don't give up on it. Can you imagine if every single person just made a conscious effort to live their life authentically? And people who live their life authentically, people who seek to do it, you don't step on other people. You don't hate on other people. Your success, right, is not demeaning. Your wokeness does not mean that somebody else is stupid. Your wokeness doesn't just give you a right to talk to people any old kind of way, right? What you realize is the greatness in yourself. And when you realize the greatness in yourself, I think that third eye that they say we have, it opens up. And your purpose, it just appears before you. And you see it. And right then and there, you have direction. Because you understand why you are here. You get it, right? You see the bigger picture. And that's why I encourage you to continue, right, to seek the knowledge that you need to seek so that you can live your life authentically. It's important because I don't want you just to exist in the world. I want you to live in the world. Because I don't want to just exist. I want to live. I want to walk in my greatness. I want to live an authentic life that allows me to walk in my purpose. It's not promised to be easy, but it's definitely promised to be beneficial. I can't imagine you regretting it. And again, I'll tell you, it's not always easy. But you're worth it. Each and every one of us are. So if you find yourself unhappy, you're trying to figure out what's going on, why am I always upset? Why am I so unhappy? Why am I not satisfied? Sit back and think about it. Go and find yourself a seat somewhere. Be still in a silent spot. Give yourself a chance. Live your life authentically. We're worth it. You know, we live every day. I always tell people, you can either choose to be happy or you could choose to be miserable. Why would you choose to be miserable when happiness is so much sweeter? And so that's what I want you to take away this evening. I want you to go seek this for yourself. Don't just listen to me. Go seek out the knowledge that you need to have in order to start walking in your greatness, in order to start living your life authentically. And start taking the steps. You'll do those crunches, right, to get that flat ass, those flat abs. You'll cleanse. You know, you'll juice for a week, right? You'll make sure that you take the time to get home so that you can watch Empire. You take all the time out to do all these things. Well, you know what? Take time out to do this and to understand yourself enough so that you have the internal tools that you need to have in order to live your life authentically. I promise you that it's worth it. I promise you. I promise you. Oh, the world would be such a better place. I'm not claiming that it's the worst place right now, but what I'm saying is it would be so much better if we had more and more people who were not walking around with hatred, right, self-hatred on their sleeves because they haven't taken the time out, right, to understand themselves so that they can understand their purpose, so that they can live their life authentically. And again, like I said before, the minute that we figure out how to live our lives authentically is the minute, the second, that we can allow other people to do the same. That's a wonderful formula. That's a really great formula. So I just hope you keep this in mind. I hope that you're able to tune in on Thursday, right, because Janine Cubney is going to have a wonderful show. It's going to be a wonderful show called Remember That This Month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but we have to be aware of so much more. And part of that is being aware of ourselves. We're not going to let people dog us out and treat us bad when we understand the greatness that's within us. Right? And if you heard it nowhere before, I say this every time I have a show. You're amazing. You are fabulous. You are great. What's another great word, huh? What's another great word? You're wonderful, right? You're phenomenal. I'm trying to think of some other one. Isn't that hard? That's crazy. And guess what? I want you to be happy. So I'm just saying it. You are happy. I'm putting the energy out there. And remember, that you are perfect exactly the way that you are. Let's just work on ourselves so that we understand that. You know what? Let's all walk in our greatness together. Let's all live our lives authentically together. I really appreciate you supporting me. I hope that everyone has a wonderful day tomorrow. Remember, get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. You do have a voice. And be safe. Have a wonderful night. Thank you for supporting me, and God bless.